This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Jennifer Gross, assistant professor of history and an authority on Civil War widows. Dr. Gross is being interviewed by News Bureau director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Gross, how does your research interest in Confederate widowhood influence the way you teach your class on the Civil War?
When I began teaching at JSU in 2001, I took over the Civil War class from a traditional military historian. Because I am a social historian, my interest in the Civil War lay more on the home front, so I restructured the class. I began in the pre-war era with a discussion of antebellum America, focusing on the sectional differences between the North and the South, and then I turned the class's attention to the political conflicts and crises that lead up to the Civil War, beginning with the Constitution and early conflicts like the Missouri Crisis of 1820. We also spent a great deal of time on the decade of the 1850s. Studying that decade, students can really see how the sectional conflict over slavery leads to the war. Once we've talked about secession, we focus in on the formation of the Confederacy. How is it different from the United States government? How is it the same? After that, we talk about the war itself. We examine the experience of the war for the majority of soldiering Americans. We talk about life in camp. We talk about the reasons men went to fight, stressing the similarities and the differences between the Union and the Confederate experiences. After soldiering, we examine the experience of the war on each of the home fronts. Again, here I put a lot of emphasis on the commonalities as well as the differences of experience. We wrap up our discussion of the war itself by focusing on African Americans and women's experiences during the war. And this is where Confederate widows come in. The class concludes with an in-depth assessment of Reconstruction. Now, the first year I taught this class, there was some initial resistance from students who expected a military history of the war. I'm proud to say, though, that when the course ended, most students found that they had learned a lot more about the war as an American experience than they might have otherwise.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.